All right, really happy now to be talking with Lynn Classical Girls Basketball Coach Tom Sawyer once again. And, Coach, it's been a long time. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Rick. I hope you are well. And, yes, it's been a long time, and really excited that we're back as normal as we can be right now.
Well, I think the big thing, Tom, is that we can be optimistic. There's a lot of red flags and sirens and, Armageddon warnings going off. But in general, around here on the North Shore, people are getting back to normal. People are being careful, of course. But the kids are out there playing. We've had one really incredibly successful football season. And now you guys are getting ready not only for the basketball season, but more importantly also for this this jamboree that's coming up. So I think it's a time of optimism, Coach. And I wonder, before we get into the Duchesne tournament, the Duchesne jamboree, when you talk to other coaches and stuff, what's the feeling among them in terms of getting back to a normal playing game?
All just very excited. Very excited for our kids, to give them something that looks a lot more normal than last year. And we were grateful for what we were able to do last year in the Boston League. We game season in the month of March, and we were very grateful for that. But to get back to what is more normal with the summer league and a fall league and a preseason, and looking at the jamboree to kick off our season, coaches, including myself, just very excited, and the kids are as well.
Yeah, the thing is, Lynn especially got shut out last year in sports until fall, too. And, it was hard on the kids, especially the seniors, of course. But now here we are heading into a full basketball and hockey season, full winter sports. And we're starting it off with the Paul Duchesne Jamboree once again. And before we talk about the Jamboree, Coach, again, remind our listeners about Paul, who originally, I believe, was from Gloucester and coached football and coached just about everywhere.
Yeah, what I know about Paul is all secondhand, because I came to Classical. They took the Jamboree over from Dick Ruth, who had started it several years before. And the stories that I heard Mr. Ruth tell about Paul Duchesne and what he would do at several schools, it wasn't just Classical. I know he coached at Fenwick, and I think Matignon too, and what he would do for student athletes prompted Dick Ruth upon his passing to say, hey, listen, we need to do something to keep his memory alive. And it was the idea with the girls' basketball jamboree. And when Mr. Ruth retired, he asked me to take it on, and I said, absolutely. It's a great event to keep Paul's legacy alive. I'm sorry, his widow Roseanne comes, his son Mark, who is a teacher in the Lynn school system, comes and helps out, and it's a great event for them. And then obviously it's a scholarship fundraiser. That's a great event for our current students, and the basketball is good. From a basketball standpoint, it's good too. So it checks off lots of boxes, and just glad that we get a chance to do it again this year.
Yeah, and it's the beginning really, or a continuation of a real sense of community among the kids who become adults, and then they participate in this as parents. So it's great to see that alive, and I'm sure it's fun for the entire basketball community, not just at Classical, but in the whole town.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, all across the North Shore. I mean, we've got 18 teams this year that span several communities across the North Shore, several leagues. Many of those schools come back year after year, so that they obviously enjoy it and have a good time, which is what our goal is. And like I said, we're able to raise a few dollars for some graduating seniors to send them off to college, and I can't think of a better way to start the season.
We have posted the schedule, and we'll repost it, of course, with this interview, and it's going to be Saturday, a week from this Saturday. So Saturday is the 11th at Lynn Classical High School. It's the 28th annual Paul Duchesne Girls Basketball Jamboree. Starts at 2 o'clock. And as I said, I'll post a schedule. You don't have to list all the schools, but you guys are the marquee game at 7:20, the last game of the night. So tell me about the format, Paul, and then maybe a little bit about your matchup with Hamilton Wem.
Yeah, the beauty of being the coordinator is you get to pick the time that you want to play. We always play last. The format is, it's essentially, it's a half a game. That's what a jamboree is by MIA rules. It's a half a game, 2 8-minute periods. You get to wear uniforms, we'll have a crowd, we'll have, referees. It's the closest thing to a game that a team will experience in the preseason without it actually counting against their record. The games usually take about 40 minutes. Knock on wood, we keep a pretty tight schedule, so the games tip off as the schedule, you know, pretty closely, and we end at the end of the night pretty close to what we think we're going to end. So it's great to see the teams come in and come out. And again, we got lots of teams participating this year, so that's always fun.
Does the price of admission get you to all the games if you go in at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, if you want to stay from 2 o'clock to 8 o'clock, one low admission will get you in, which again is really a donation to a scholarship.
Yeah.
Fundraiser.
Well, and also I imagine it's probably a good opportunity. We've talked about it before, but some of the coaches might just do that, stick around and players and sort of spy on their upcoming opponent.
Yeah, and you know, a few years ago, you'd see John Fortunato in the back row for all 6 to 8 hours, and he's not the only one. Pat Ballou and others.
Yeah,
you would see them there all day. So yeah, you see, you know, coaches come in and out, and some stay the whole day. You'll see some teams show up a little early, depending upon who the opponent is, or maybe stay. Delay the bus a little bit to stay a little
yeah,
later. So
that's
yeah,
cool.
It's good. There's a buzz in the gym that is really kind of neat.
That is cool. I know one guy is going to be there the whole time. So good luck with that, Tom. Make sure you hydrate.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, and you know, it's a great way to start off the holiday season as well. This is very exciting. So Tom, I appreciate the time here. We're going to check in with you later on during the season. But in the meantime, get this thing out there, get packed that gym, and we'll talk to you later.
Excellent. Thank you for your support, and thanks for getting the word out. We look forward to, being back and able to play in front of fans, which our kids weren't able to experience last year. We're really looking forward to that.
Very exciting. Very exciting. Tom, thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, Rick. Take care.
Take care, Coach. That is Tom Sawyer, who is the Lynn Classical Girls High School Basketball Coach, and he is the director of the Paul Duchesne Basketball Girls Basketball Jamboree that will take place Saturday, December 11, starting at 2 o'clock, and the games are going to run right till 7:20 is the last start, Lynn Classical versus Hamilton Wenham. 9 games, 18 teams, great take. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.